Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And now, Terry Boyd's World presents the game show by which all other game shows are measured. Complete with questions, answers, and possible ridicule. Here's how it works. We'll ask you three questions, answer correctly, and win. Let's play Can You Beat Brian?
All right, 28-0 is the record for Brian Shannon. Wow. The city sits silent, waiting to see if you can go to 29-0. You've been pacing and circling. You're beginning to get a little bit of sweat, seriously, on your forehead, man. Are you feeling all right?
It is. It's heavy. People are always taunting me. Freaking Robert's trying to get in my head on the text message board. My kids are rooting against me. They want to hear me go down. So it's getting a little heavy.
2020's been a tough year, my friend.
I know.
It's been tough. Let's get you a player. Good morning. Which friend of show is this?
This is Kathy.
Kathy, you are caller number 9.
Yes.
Are you the one? Are you the one that could potentially take down Brian?
I sure hope so.
All right, Kathy. Good luck to you. Roll your window up.
You still there, Kathy?
I am.
All right. Okay. Name is your buzzer. Good luck, Kathy.
Here we go. Question number 1. The first use of OMG. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Was in A, 2002, B, 1963, C, 1982, or D, 1917?
Oh, my God.
What was A?
2002.
What was C?
1982.
I'm going to go with C, 1982.
I'm going to go with A, 2002.
Well, you're both wrong. It's actually D, 1917.
1917?
Is the first recorded use of OMG. Oh, my God.
Wow, did it say the context?
Oh, my God.
Okay, just checking.
Question number 2.
Wow, okay.
The undisputed belly dancing capital of the world is A, 82nd Avenue in Portland, B, Las Vegas, C, Cairo, Egypt, or D, Hawaii?
Oh, wow.
Kathy.
Kathy.
I'll say C, Cairo, Egypt.
Brian? Oh, he's feeling the pressure.
I know.
There is sweat on his forehead. I'm not kidding
you. I was going between two others. I was going between Hawaii and Las Vegas. I'm gonna go Las Vegas. I don't know why, but I'm just gonna go Las Vegas.
Kathy takes the lead!
No!
Yeah! All right, Kathy. Question number 3. What does scuba stand for?
Brian, I got this because I was certified in my 20s and 30s.
Kathy!
Kathy, go ahead.
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
That's right, because I was certified in my 20s and 30s. Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus is what it stands for.
Kathy, do you know what that means?
I win.
You are now the champion!
Yes! Hey, Brian!
Yeah!
This is April Fool's Kathy, and we didn't have to prank you to get me to win.
For those of you who don't know, on April Fool's, every question was Kathy's information.
Yeah, just to try and trip me up and got some really good concert tickets. Kathy, congratulations. Game well played.
Thank you. Oh, my God. I've been trying every day.
That is awesome. Wow. Hang on a minute. She gets certificate number one.
And I, you know, when you threw that out there, because I got my certification, I thought, oh, nobody's going to know that.
You were scuba certified?
Yeah, in my 20s and 30s. I loved it.
I didn't know that was a requirement in the 80s to go diving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.